At 4:30, you're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Each week at this time, we check in with the Cape Cod Times to find out what's happening on the arts and culture scene. To help you make your weekend plans, with us is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrissy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, there's a showing of a new documentary featuring photographer Roland Sherman. And Roland was in our studios this week talking about this movie and his pictures. It's just a fascinating story, and it has Cape connections.
It does. It's called Eye on the 60s, iconic photography of Roland Sherman. And the filmmaker is Chris Zuido of Eastham, and he's premiering the documentary at 7 o'clock Sunday with one showing at Cape Cinema in Dennis. Sherman was a photographer in the 60s. He lives on the Cape now. But in the 60s, he seemed to be at every big event going on, and he photographed a lot of historic happenings and a lot of celebrities. He was at Woodstock. He was at the March on Washington. He was at the Beatles concert at Madison Square Garden. And he was the first photographer for the Peace Corps. He worked for all kinds of magazines like Life and Look and National Geographic. And this documentary tells that story and also took him back to some of the places where the photos happened, like the Lincoln Memorial and the field at Woodstock. They're just having this one showing here, but they're going to be shopping the film to film festivals, and they have a short version that's apparently going to be on PBS at some point.
In Hyannis this weekend, the Cape and Islands Orchid Society will be showing off some gorgeous flowers. This sounds exotic and like something so nice for a winter's day.
It does. I feel like I want to go to this every year, and I haven't gotten there yet, but it's the 24th annual show, and there's going to be all kinds of gorgeous flowers from 9 to 5 Saturday and Sunday at the Resort and Conference Center in Hyannis. People that go can see the tropical flowers, but they can also learn about them and see if they want to grow them themselves. There's all kinds of vendors for tools and buying, and there's also a preview dinner party on Friday night that you get to have dinner amongst all these beautiful gardens.
The Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater is doing a free reading on Friday evening. What's this about?
Well, they do all kinds of shows during the summer, but in the winter they have these short-term residency programs at what it's called the What Lab, and it's developing new plays. And what they're doing this weekend actually is not a new one. It's called Six Characters in Search of an Author. It's a classic Pirandello play, but they're actually doing a new version of it. And they always end those What Lab programs with a free reading, and that's at 7:30 on Friday. This play is about a play rehearsal that gets interrupted by six people who come in and say they're characters in a story, and they need somebody to finish what's going to happen to them. And they've got a local cast, including Nina Schussler. She's the artistic director at HJT, and musician Chandler Travis. So people who want to see how a play gets developed can go and check this out.
And one of the great stories for 2012 for our region was the Cape Cod Bear and its trek across the Cape. There's a talk in Harwich all about the bear and what it was doing here.
Yes, it's part of the Harwich Conservation Trust Winter Talk Series. And they've got Laura Haydock-Conley, who is actually Black Bear Project Leader for the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. And she's going to talk about why the black bear ever got down here, how that happened, what it might have been looking for, and where it might have been going. There's a lot to learn about the black bear, biology, life history. And in case one ever visits again, people can kind of bone up on what happened before and what might be going on with the bears in the future.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.